Now, as I prepared for this, for speaking today, I had originally intended to cover more.
我本来准备信息的时候，我想要讲的更多一点。
I originally also wanted to talk about Abraham because that's such an interesting and exciting story.
我本来也预备讲一关亚伯拉罕的事情，那是非常的让人兴奋的事。
But as I did that, as I prepared, I came to realize that's way too much.
当我准备的时候，我发觉这太多了。
So today, unlike what I have behind me, we're just going to cover Genesis chapter 11.
所以今天我们只讲到创世纪十一章。
We are engaged in a study of human history.
我们现在是在学念这个人类的历史。
But we're not doing this just so we can learn facts about the ancient world.
我们这样子并不是为了只要学习早期的时候的事情。
And we're not trying to cover everything.
我们也不要讲学很多的，所有都要学。
We're concentrating on how does God rule His universe?
我们要集中在神怎么样控制这个宇宙。
And as we do this, we have a pattern we're following. We're trying to trace God's hand through human history.
我们这样子，我们念的时候，我们会来追寻神工作的历史。
At every point, God gives specific instructions about how He is to be worshipped, about how He is we are to honor and glorify Him.
神在不同的时候告诉我们怎么样来崇拜他，我们怎么样让他得荣耀。
At all times, there are similarities because God never changes.
在所有的时间上有一件相同的事，就是神不会改变。
But the way Noah worshipped God is different from the way we worship God today.
在挪亚之后，他们怎么样崇拜神，跟我们现在不一样。
So we want to ask, how was God worshipped?
所以我们现在问，神是怎么样被崇拜的？
Secondly, we want to examine the responsibilities God has given people.
我们要第三点，我们要学习神给我们人有什么责任。
Because God is ruler of the whole universe, He gives responsibilities to us. Like any good ruler,
because神控制宇宙，所以他给我们每一个人都有应尽的责任。
So we want to look at those responsibilities.
我们看看这些责任。
Now, if we're going to look at what man was responsible for, we need to also figure out to look at how did mankind in general fulfill that responsibility.
我们要想知道人为什么做责任，我们也要看看人怎么样来实行这些责任。
At every point, we're going to find a few who do follow God purely and completely.
在我们学习的时候，我们知道有一些人，他们会完完全全的遵从神。
Of course, no human being is without sin, but some of them will serve God and trust Him.
当然，我们知道没有人是没罪的，但是有些人他们会信靠神。
But also, some people will not trust Him and will walk their own way.
当然，也有人他们不是信任神，他们行他们自己的路。
Now, a good ruler, at least occasionally, comes to call into account those he is ruling over to see how they are doing.
所以，一个好的统治者，他有的时候会把这些人就召集来，看看他们做的好不好。
And so, at certain points in history, God steps down and He calls people to account.
所以在历史上，神有的时候从下来召集人。
He is not necessarily trying to condemn people.
他并不一定是要来检查。
But he is going to call, he is going to ask them to give an account for their actions, and he is going to make a judgment accordingly.
他要人向他报告他们所做的，然后神可以按照他们所做的来审判。
This is the pattern we are following.
这就是有这么一个形式。
Now, up to this point, this is what we have seen.
目前我们所看到的只有这些。
After the fall of Adam and Eve, there were some changes, there were some new things.
所以当亚当跟夏娃堕落以后，这个世界改变了一些新的事情。
Now mankind understands to some degree, they understand right and wrong.
这个时候人在某一种程度之下了解了对跟错。
So they have a conscience.
所以他们就有了良心。
And God did and continues to expect people to live by their conscience.
所以神要改变人按照良心而活的。
Now in the garden, Adam could simply talk with God freely and openly, for he had a perfect relationship with God.
亚当跟神有很完美的关系，他可以完完全全的跟神交流。
But once we sinned, there had to be specific ways to worship God.
但是当我们犯了罪以后，我们要有不同的方法来崇拜神。
Now we don't worship God in the same way that Adam did or that Noah did.
所以我们现在崇拜神跟当初亚当和挪亚崇拜神的方法是不一样的。
We don't worship, we don't offer sacrifices today.
我们不再献祭。
But there is a principle that still applies today.
但是有一个原则到目前还是有效的。
God still expects us to worship Him His way and not any way we would feel like worshiping Him.
神要我们按照他的方法来崇拜他，而不是各自我们自己的方法来崇拜。
After the flood, God gave humanity some more principles that would help us.
洪水以后，神又给人类一些其他的方法来崇拜。
Most important of those is the principle of human government.
最重要的一个就是所谓的人类的政府。This
is an important principle that actually does make our society better.
所以这些很重要的一个原则，应该可以让社会变得好一点。And
so God introduced, gave humanity the responsibility of punishing evildoers, and that restrains evil. That is a good thing.
所以神给我们一个原则，怎么样来惩罚邪恶。
Also, right after the flood, God gave to all mankind for all time a solemn promise, a covenant.
所以当洪水以后，神也跟人立约，给人很多的应许。
That covenant is not very complicated.
那个约并不是很复杂的。
It is simply that He promised never again, ever to send a universal flood.
他的约，他允许永远不再。
That promise is completely unconditional. He will never send a flood, no matter what.
这是一个毫无条件的，不管我们怎么样，他绝不再发生洪水。
Now, as Noah went out from the ark, we want to know what happened next.
在挪亚造了方舟以后，我们要问，以后有什么事情呢？
We have just two stories from this age.
在这个时代里面，我们有两件事情。
And one of those stories in Genesis 9 really doesn't help us much in characterizing this time.
第一个节就是在创世纪的第九章那边记载的。
So we really have one story to talk about.
其实我们就一个事情。
And that is what we often call the Tower of Babel.
那就是巴比的塔，我们要谈的。
In this story, we find the end result of what humanity does with human government.
在这个故事里面，我们看到人用自己的统治的方法所发生的事情。We
find that the humanity almost completely falls into total evil again.
我们看到这个人类。
And yet God keeps His word and does not send a flood.
可是神保护了，保持了他的应许，没有再让洪水发生。
But all of this starts seemingly pretty innocently.
这些事情的发生好像很那个天真的。
Because all of the human race is descended from Noah and his three sons, therefore all of them speak the same language.
因为所有的人都是从挪亚跟他三个儿子的后代，所以他们都是说同样的语言。
And that makes perfect sense.
这当然这是合理的。
And so far there's nothing wrong with that.
这个没有什么错的。
But that means that humanity is united in the same people.
这也就是说人类在同一个种族里面完全联合在一起。
And so because they are all one people, they all journey together to the same location.
因为他们都是一个种族，所以他们就都住在同一个地区。
The location that given is the land of Shinar.
所以这个地方的名字叫示那。
Shinar is roughly equivalent to the land of Babylon.
这个示那大概就是现在靠来的巴比伦。
Also known as modern-day Iraq.
也就是现代的伊拉克。
Now its borders were probably not real carefully set, but that's roughly where the land of Shinar is.
虽然不是很确定，可是大概就是这个地方。
And so all mankind, or at least the vast majority of them, are living in this one plain.
所以所有的人就在这一个地方居住。
And because they are gathered together under one government, in one place, with one people, they can have one project.
所以因为他们只是一族人，住在一个地方，只有一个政府，所以他们只有一种工作。
In Genesis 11:3, we discover that they're doing some kind of a building project, but verse 3 doesn't yet tell us what it is.
所以在十一章的第三节，我们发现他们要在建造，可是不知道他们建造什么东西。
Now they don't have stone with them in that particular plane.
在那个阶段，这个时候他们没有石头。
And they don't have proper mortar either.
他们也没有一些烧火烧药的东西。
But what they do have is a lot of dirt.
他们有很多的泥土。
And so they use bricks to build their buildings.
所以他们的建筑是用砖来建筑。
And they don't have proper mortar, so they use tar.
所以他们那个时候用的是一种石漆。
Well, so far as we've been reading, it seems fine.
我们现在所看的好像还不错。
It, all people being gathered together, having the same plan and the same work, they get more done that way.
找到同样的人，做同样的事，在同样的地方，他们可以成就很多事。
They're organized and they can be stronger than they could if they scattered all over the world.
他们是很有组织的，并没有分散在各地方。
The problem is what they are building.
问题是他们在造什么。
The problem is the tower and the city.
但问题就是他们要造那个塔。
Genesis 11:4.
十一章第四节。
Then they said, Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth.
所以他们说，来吧，我们要建造一座城，一座塔，顶通天。 为了要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
They want to be together, to stick together, and so they build this one city, and they're going to build this one tower.
所以他们要完全联合在一起，在同一个城里面造同一个塔。
Well, that clearly is what is wrong with their project.
这就是他们这个工作的缺点。
So we ask, okay, what's wrong with building a tower?
所以我们就问，造一个塔有什么不好？
Now, of course, I can't give you a picture of the Tower of Babel.
但我没有办法把那个巴别的塔给你们看。
That's not what this is.
这个不是他们所造的。
But it is probably something similar to what the Tower of Babel looked like.
就很可能跟这看起来差不多。
All over that part of the Middle East, you can find these huge mound tower thing is called ziggurats.
So, 在那个中东的那个地区，你可以看到很多像这种造的这种塔。
This one is one of the largest. It was during the time of Abraham. Abraham would have seen this tower.
这一个是在亚伯拉罕的时候造，大概是最大的一个。
And of course, you can see it's very tall.
你看起来就很高。
看到这两个人小小的。
I don't know how big the Tower of Babel was supposed to be, but you can see this thing is really big.
我不知道巴别的塔到底怎么样，可以看这是个很大的。
Well, it's not the size of it that's the problem.
这个塔的大小并不是关问题。
Let's go back to verse 4.
我们回到第四节。
They give two reasons why they want to build this city and this tower.
他们给了两个原因为什么要造这个塔。
And one reason is that they want to build a tower whose top is in the heavens.
所以他们要造一个塔，要跟天一样高。
Now I think that's more than just saying we want a really tall tower.
这个并表示他们不仅仅是要一个很高的塔。
Rather, when they say they want a tower in the heavens, they may mean that they want a gateway to the heavens.
当他们说造一个塔要通天，是希望这个塔可以带他们到天上。
A few chapters later, Jacob is on his way away from home, and he camps out at Bethel and sees a vision of Jacob's ladder.
所以我们知道几章以后，雅各他离开家到他母舅那里去的时候，他晚上做梦看到一个塔。And
he realized he's seen a vision of God.
他知道他所见的是有关神的意象。And
it deeply frightens him.
所以他非常的惊怕。And
this is what he says.
这是他所说的。
Genesis 28, verses 12 and 17.
在创世纪28章，he says that in
verse 17, he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven."
在创世纪28章17节，他说。 这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。He
views this place as the gateway to God.
这个地方是去神的门。Because
in verse 12 he sees a ladder with its top to the heavens. The same phrase.
因为他在十二节里面还看到一个天梯，就用的同一句话。My
point. To build a tower with its top to the heavens is trying to build your own gateway to God.
所以我所说的意思就是说，你将要造一个通天的塔和一个梯，目的是要到神那里去。Now,
what's wrong with that?
这有什么不好？
It's that God had already given them a way to get to Him.
其实神已经告诉他们如何能够接近神。
He already told them how he wanted to be worshipped.
他已经告诉他们要他们怎么样来崇拜他。
And they decide they don't want to go to God on His terms. They want to go to God on their own terms.
他们不要按照神的办法来崇拜神，他们要按照他们自己的意思来崇拜神。
They want an independent way of getting to God that is independent of whether or not God wants to get to them.
所以他们要离开神独立，而不按照神的旨意去做。
Now that's a problem.
这就是他们的问题。
Because that's the beginning of idolatry.
所以这个就是开始崇拜偶像的开始。
So they want their own worship, they also want their own name.
他们不但要他们自己的崇拜，他们要他们自己的名字。
The other part of the reason they give for building this tower is Genesis 11:4. They want to make a name for themselves.
他们在十一章第四节说，他们为什么要造这个塔，是要为他们自己的名誉。They
want a good, they want a famous reputation.
他们要一个很有名的荣誉。They
want to be known as great.
他们要人家知道他们是伟大的。Now
what's wrong with that?
这有什么不好？
The problem is that they want to build the name themselves. They're not willing for God to give them a name. They want to make their own name.
他们的问题，他们要做，他们自己给自己造名，而不要就是神给他们的名字。
Jesus explains to us this principle.
耶稣把这个原则给我们讲得很清楚。
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Matthew 23, verse 12.
在这个马太23章12节说，谁要自高必定降卑，谁要谦卑的必定降升高。
So someone who goes out striving to make their own name, they are trying to exalt themselves.
当一个人出去尽量的想办法为他的名气去增高的话，他是提高他自己。
And that person can be expected to be brought down a peg by God.
这样的人会期待被神降低。
It's the person who goes out to serve God, not trying to make their own name, that's the person who can expect to be exalted by God.
当一个人出去侍奉神，而不是为了要荣耀他自己的话，他一定会得到神的提高。
So now we've got all humanity building this city together in this tower.
所以我们现在有所有的人类在这里造这个塔。
And in their arrogant pride, they're trying to build an independent way of getting to God, their own worship.
他们是一个骄傲的人，他们要用他们自己的办法来崇拜神。
No, but this is all humanity.
这是所有的人类。
If it continues this way, humanity will go beyond all point of being redeemed, able to be redeemed.
所以假如这样继续下去的话，人类就没有希望了。
So what God does next is He comes to inspect the tower.
所以神下面怎么做，他自己来检查、审查这个塔。
They're going to build this huge tower that's top all the way to the heavens, and in order for God to see, He has to bend down to inspect it.
所以他们造了这个很大、很高、很低的一个塔，一直通天。假如说神要看的话，肯定神还要弯腰。
Their impressive structure is so tiny, he has to bend down and say, where is that? There it is.
原来他们造的是非常的小，所以神只要看啊，仔细的弯腰去找。
Now, but what do we mean when we say God came down? After all, God is everywhere.
我们说神降下了，降来是什么意思呢？
When we say God came down to inspect, we mean more than, we obviously don't mean that God changed places.
所以当我们说耶和华降临来检查，我们并不是说他变了地方。
Rather, to come down means to come down to judge, to call people to account.
那么他来的目的是要来审判，叫人来向他报账。
In Genesis 18, verses 20 and 21, we find the same expression used.
在创世纪18章里面有同样的字句。
Now in that chapter, God is talking to Abraham about his plans to visit Sodom and Gomorrah.
那个时候是神跟亚伯拉罕讲话，说他要去看索多玛。
And he tells Abraham, I will go down to visit Sodom and Gomorrah and see if they've really been doing what I know they've been doing.
他说我要去那个地方，我要看他们在做什么，因为他知道他们在做什么。
Well, you know what happens next.
我们知道以后发生的是什么事。
God brings fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah and wipe the whole place out.
所以神降了硫磺火下来，把这个索多玛这个地方全部都烧掉了。
So we say God came down to inspect the tower. We mean that God is coming, and He is coming to make a decision, to make a judgment.
所以当我们说神降临，是他要来，他要做一个审判，要做一个决定。
Well, when he comes down and inspects, this is what he sees.
当他来了以后，他看审判的时候，这是他所看到的。
Verse 6,
第六节。
And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people and they are one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing they propose to do will now be impossible for them.
耶和华说：“看哪，他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的言语。如今既做起这事来，以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了。”
God observed that because they are all one people with one language, nothing, everything they want to do will become unopposed by anyone else on earth.
所以当神看到他们是一个一族人，讲同样的语言，他们不管做什么事情，没有人会反对的。
Now the problem with that is the things they want to do.
问题是他们想要做的事。
They want to make their own worship and they want to make their own name.
他们要为他们自己造自己的名誉，为他们自己做自己的崇拜。
And if God doesn't do something, that's exactly what they're going to do.
假如神不干预的话，他们就会继续这样做。
In other words, because they're all working as one, the evil of the human heart is not being restrained by the government.
所以换句话说，因为他们同样的做，他们的心里面所想的不受政府的控制。
That's a very dark situation.
这是一个很痛苦而困难的问题的时候。
So God acts.
所以神就开始工作了。
He confuses their languages.
神让他们的语言得到混乱。
And in one verse, we find the record of God confusing the languages.
就以一句话里面看到神来辩论他们的语言。
Verse 7,
第七节,
Come, let us go down and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech.
我们下去，在那里辩论他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。
And this is where the different languages come from.
这就是为什么人有了不同的语言，从这里开始。
This is why today I'm speaking to a translator.
这就是为什么今天我讲话要有人翻译。
By the way, if you're interested, God did not confuse the language into all of the languages we have today.
所以你要真有兴趣的话，你知道神并没有完完全全改变所有的语言。
Linguists tell us that there's something like 6,000 languages that have been spoken at one time or another.
他说，据研究语言的人说，大概人类可能会有6,000种语言。 说过的,
depending on exactly how you count languages.
最主要是看你怎么样算法。
And there probably weren't 6,000 people yet in the world.
当然超过6,000个人活在世上。
But in the previous chapter, chapter 10, you'll find approximately 70 different groups.
所以在第十章里面有7种不同组的人。
And chapter 10, verse 5 says that the peoples were spread abroad, each with his own language.
So in chapter 10, verse 4,
Well, I may be speculating a bit, but if you count all those names, all those hard to pronounce names, you'll find about 70 names.
如果这些名字，假如你们算一算的话。 大概有七种不同的人。
At any rate, where you had just one language, now you have many.
一个地方你看它就一个语言，可能在这个地方有不同的语言。
Well, what effect do all of these languages have upon humanity?
那么这样子的话，这些语言对人有什么影响呢？
First of all, mankind is scattered across the whole world.
第一点，因为人类分散在全世界各地方。
Since they can no longer communicate, they can no longer cooperate.
这样他们就不能彼此互相交通，也就没有办法彼此合作。
Now, because they are all these little groups, they're no longer as strong as they were before.
但他们现在是有不同的小的这个群体，这样他们不像以前那么强大。
But now also, everything they do does not automatically become done.
所以这样的话，他们所做的事情不一定都能够自动的就完成。
Because there are other people groups who might have something to say about the things they're doing.
因为别的人可能对他们所做的不同意。
The second result, besides the scattering of the people, is that the name the builders wanted, well, they do get a name.
所以另外一点，他们把人分别各地，就是他们每一个人都得到他们自己的名字。
It's not quite the name they were after.
可能他们要的名字不一定是他们给他们的名字，不一定是他们所要的。
The place goes by the name of Babel.
所以这个地方的名字叫巴别。
From whence we get the name Babylon.
从这里以后就变成巴比伦。
And Babel in Hebrew means confusion.
巴比伦。 巴伯在希伯来文的意思就是混乱。
So the whole project becomes known as confusion.
所以整个的这个工作就是混乱。
They wanted a great name, they got a humiliating one instead.
他们本来想要找一个好的名字，他们得到的是一个羞辱的名字。
And the final result
最后的一个结果。
He is not in chapter 11, and we'll go in more into it later, next time.
下一次我们再多讲，因为这个不在第十一章。
God originally was working with all nations the same.
在开始的时候，神本来跟所有的不同的民族工作的方法是一样的。
Every people who on earth have the same opportunity to pursue God.
每一个人都有同样的机会来寻求神。
Well, they band together as one people and chose not to serve God.
所以他们聚集在一起，就变成一个民族来崇拜神。
It takes some time, but God eventually begins to work with one man instead of all of the peoples of the world.
所以，对，经过一段时间，神才会跟一个人工作，而不必须要跟所有的人工作。
Genesis chapter 12, verses 1-3. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
耶和华对亚巴来说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。 我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。那为你祝福的，我必祝福他，赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So instead of giving all people the same opportunity, he gives one person, Abraham, a special blessing in order that all the peoples of the world will eventually be blessed.
所以除了神不给每一个人同意去祝福每一个人，他只祝福一个人，但是借着这个一个人以后，每个人都可以得到祝福。
Now, officially, at this point, the story of the Tower of Babel is over.
当然在这里的时候，那个巴别的塔已经造过了。
But I think if we cheat ahead a little bit in history, we can find the real end of the story.
假如我们往前看的话，我们会找到这个故事的结束。
See, God has judged humanity by breaking up, by splitting us into many, many different languages.
所以神把这些人分别起来，变成各自不同的地方、不同的语言。
That makes communication difficult.
这样让他们之间的彼此的交流就很困难。
Learning a foreign language is difficult.
学一个外国的语言不容易。
But there's coming a day when that will be healed.
但是有一天，这个问题就会解决。
If we fast forward to the era of the church,
假如我们往前看，看到教会时代的话。
The language stuttering is not healed. We still speak in many languages, but the language barrier is bridged.
那个时候，虽然语言各种不同语言还存在，可是这些不同语言并不会变成我们的一个阻碍。
At Pentecost, God came down again.
所以在五旬节的时候，神又来了。
This time when the Holy Spirit came down, he came with blessing.
所以这个时候，当圣灵来的时候，他带来的是祝福。
Jesus had told his disciples, the Holy Spirit would come upon you, Acts 1:8.
耶稣在使徒行传1:8告诉说，圣灵要来。
And in Acts chapter 2, God empowers many people to speak in many, many different languages, languages they had never studied.
所以在使徒行传第二章，神给人很多能力，可以说不同的语言，他们从来没有学过的。
There were 120 people in that upper room that day.
在那一天房子里面，有128个人在那房间里面。
And they certainly didn't know all of the languages of the people groups that were represented in the crowd.
所以当然他不会了解每一个在那个房间里面每一个人的语言。
And yet the crowd witnesses that all of these different people groups that I won't bother reading for you, all languages from all of these different places, all over the Roman Empire, they heard it spoken in their native language.
所以因为圣灵的工作，让那一天在所有罗马帝国下面不同的各族的语言，都在那一天在那个房间里面大家在讲。
The people gathered in that crowd would have been Jews who are immigrants from all of these places into the city of Jerusalem.
So, 那房间里的人都是犹太人，或者是其他的移民到犹太来的人。
They knew that all these languages were being spoken because they were native speakers of all these other languages.
因为他们知道他们的语言在那里被人家讲，是因为他们是讲这些语言的人。
And they knew that these people had not studied these languages because they were Galileans.
所以他们这些是加利利人，他们不会讲这些其他国家的语言。
Galileans have a reputation for perhaps not being all that well educated.
加利利的人有个好像一个人家的名称，因为不是太受过太多教育的人。
So at the beginning of the church, the language barrier was bridged.
所以在一开始的时候，语言的阻碍已经被神除掉了。
Now today, the gospel goes forward into all the world, and it bridges all language barriers and all cultures.
所以今天这个福音传到不同的地方、不同的语言都没有问题。
The gospel does not recognize any national borders.
所以福音不会受任何国家的疆域的限制。
And so in this age, God has bridged the language barrier that He created at the Tower of Babel.
所以在现在这个时代，把神把他当初在巴比塔的阻止人语言的这个问题把它解决了。
But there's one more step coming besides this.
但除了这个以外，还有一件事情要发生。
God is the one who created different languages, and God is the one who will bring all them together again.
神是创造各式各样语言的，他有一天会把所有的语言再重新合在一起。
In an obscure little verse in the book of Zephaniah, we find this passage.
所以我们今天在这个撒巴利亚那边，我们就看到了这一节经节。
It was our memory verse today.
这就是我们的金句背诵。
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9.
西班牙书三章九节
For at that time I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve Him with one accord.
那时我必使万民用清洁的言语，好求告我耶和华的名，同心合意的侍奉我。
That word speech in Zephaniah is the exact same word used at the, for the Tower of Babel to describe the one language that everyone spoke.
So this, in Spanish, this language, this word, is the same word in 11 chapter, 11 verse, 8
In other words, there's coming a day when all the peoples in the world will speak the same language.
换句话说，有一天所有世界上的人都说同样的语言。
But it won't be just one language; it'll be a pure speech.
有一个说不仅仅是不是一种语言，而是不同的说法。
Meaning not that the grammar is somehow better, but that what they say as they speak in one language is pure and right.
所以那个时候并不是他们的讲话的方法不同，而是他们所讲话的内容都是圣洁的，都是纯洁的。
Now, once again, all the peoples of the world will be able to cooperate together in one accord.
所以那个时候，所有的世界人合在一起，有同一个目标。
But this time, that will be a great blessing, because what they're doing is calling on the name of the Lord.
这个时候他们的讲话同样的目标是会受祝福的，因为他们是崇拜神的。
Now in the context, we can easily see from Zephaniah 3 that this is yet future.
从希伯来三章九节，我们知道这件事情还没有发生。
There's all kinds of indicators I could mention, but for lack of time, I'll only point out one.
有很多事情我可以讲，可是因为时间的关系，我也就讲一点。
Just two verses later, Zephaniah says that, and in that day, in that same time, I will make the people in Jerusalem will be sinless.
所以在同样的后面，他讲说，在那个时候，在耶路撒冷的人是没有罪的。
He says, I will remove from the ranks of the proudly exalted ones.
我要在你们当中把那些骄傲的人全部除掉。
That is all those proud people who wanted to set up their own name and their own worship.
这就是那些骄傲的人，他们要照他们自己的方法来崇拜的。
And that would be in the city of Jerusalem itself.
这里就是当初耶路撒冷那个地方。
Let's look at Jerusalem today.
我们看看现在的耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem doesn't look like that.
现在跟当初的不一样。
There's a Muslim quarter and a Jewish quarter and a Christian quarter.
在耶路撒冷有佛教徒住的地方，有基督徒住的地方，有犹太人住的地方。
Right where the temple is supposed to be is the Dome of the Rock.
所以本来这个圣殿所在的地方，现在是他们的那个叫做 Golden Dome。
At no time in human history has this yet been true.
在人类的历史上，从来没有。比这个更真实的。
In other words, there's a day coming when it will be true.
是有一天，这个变成是真的。
There's in Revelation 21, John describes the New Jerusalem.
在创世十五二十一章，约翰形容的新耶路撒冷。
And he tells us that nothing unclean will ever enter that city.
所以在那个时候，没有任何不干净的。会进入这个城。
Only those who have their names written in the book of life will ever enter the city.
唯有名字写在生命书上的人能够进入新耶路撒冷。
That means everyone in the city will be completely pure and sinless.
换句话说，每一个进耶路撒冷的人都是圣洁的，都是无罪的。
So this is the real end of the story of the Tower of Babel.
所以这个就是巴比塔。这个故事的最后的结果，真正的结果。
God divided the languages for the good of mankind.
所以神在巴比塔的事情上，为了要造就人类的好处。
He prevented all of mankind from going together and down the same wrong path.
他防止了不要所有的人都走到邪路上面。
But he's also someday going to reverse what he did.
但是有一天，他会把他当初所做的完全改变。
So that we will all be together.
所以我们可以再一次都聚集在一起。
There will be no more communication problems.
在那个时候，我们不会有任何问题在交流方面。
And that will also be for our good.
这就也是为了我们的好。
And he will be praised.
So 神必受到赞美。